Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. We're broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Don't call River City Roll, just a bowling alley, live music and entertainment, a great menu, pizza's bang, and the wings are good, open for brunch on Saturdays and Sunday mornings as well. And we will be back here live on stage for Football Fest 3 primetime, August 16th, 2025, here at River City Roll from 6 to 10 p.m. And I'm ready to make our special announcement right now. Stubb, I know you have a drum roll. It's not my favorite drum roll, but we have used it in the past year, and I think it could be quite useful at this time right now as we make our headline band announcement here on AWOD Radio for Football Fest 3 prime time. That's it? That's the drum roll we still have, Stubb? How have we not improved this drum roll after about 25 major announcements on this show? I want like a ding at the end or more
okay,
of a...
Okay, hold on.
I mean, can you slow it down a little bit?
Hold on,
can you put
this?
It at like 0.5 speed?
I got an idea.
Okay. The
what
headline band at Football Festival, Football Fest 3, August 16th at River City Roll will be Richmond, Virginia's own Gone Country, RVA's favorite traditional country music band. They will be our headliner here at Football Fest 3, August 16th at River City Roll. I have seen these guys perform several times all around Richmond, Virginia. They put on an absolute show. It's going to be awesome. Quite frankly, I think that they're going to bring 200 people. They just have a fantastic following here locally. I do think it's a great crossover with Gone Country and us here at 910 The Fan. With the amount of football fans that also love country music, I cannot wait for this. And so they will be our headline band at Football Fest 3, August 16th, going down here at River City Roll. Under the lights, prime time, featuring special guests, prizes, giveaways, and me, Michael Phillips, and a bunch of our friends on stage giving you a full season preview. Gary Hessen, Gary Criswell, who will be back, I believe it's year 32 for Gary Hess on the call for high school football. We'll give you all the latest on high school football news. We'll be joined by the voices of the JMU Dukes, ODU, Virginia Tech, and UVA for a college football breakdown. And then I'm excited to announce our special guests as we get closer to August 16th for our NFL panel discussion. I've been working on a special guest right now, and here's my tease, Stubb. All I can tell you is he has been in and around the DMV for 25 years, and he has seen it all. the highs and the lows of the Washington Redskins. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to have a special guest that will be able to tell stories through it all. From the Joe Gibbs era 1.0 to Joe Gibbs 2.0 through RG3, Kirk Cousins, and to Jaden Daniels. I cannot wait to announce our special guest for our NFL discussion, Football Fest 3 at River City Roll. But right now it's time to talk all things Commanders on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
What will be the top five stories at training camp when it begins in just about 3 weeks for the Washington Commanders? And as we talked about with Michael, as we talked about with Craig, I kind of disagree with Craig that he said there's not really going to be a juicy storyline with Jaden Daniels. Anything Jaden Daniels is juicy, if you ask me. I've been desperate for a guy that I feel like can win any game at the quarterback position my entire life. We finally got that in Jaden Daniels. So if Jaden Daniels coughs, if Jaden Daniels sneezes, that's a headline for me. I think that's your number one storyline. Does he look bigger? Does he look stronger? The same with what we talked about at OTAs and minicamp. How's that deep ball accuracy? How is he liking throwing to his new weapons? He told everybody at FanFest he wants to throw a screen pass to Deebo Samuel. Let him do all the work and take it 80 yards to the house. That's your number one storyline when we get to training camp. I understand Craig's point is, yeah, if McLaurin's not there, that's your number one storyline. I'm very confident it will get done. I don't think the coaching staff, the front office, or Terry McLaurin himself wants this to be a distraction at training camp. This is the dead period right now. Of course it can be a distraction. Guys are working out on their own. This is kind of their sabbatical, their break before they get to work with training camp. I expect a deal to be done. I'm not putting Terry McLaurin on my top five stories list when we get to training camp. Number one is Jaden. Number two, can the defense be improved? And more specifically, that secondary. All eyes on Trey Amos. How does Mikey Sanders Hill take a step forward? Is Marshawn Lattimore fully healthy? Is he getting explosive there, going after the ball? Because we're going to need him to be kind of like a ball hawk. I want three or four interceptions for Marshawn Lattimore this year. That's going to be crucial. Can the secondary create turnovers, takeaways, to get the ball into Jaden Daniels' hands more often? And then at the safety position, how are we seeing Will Harris compared to Jeremy Chinn? And what does Quan Martin do to take steps forward? My number two storyline is the secondary there for Washington's defense. Number three, I think it has to be that new offensive line. And maybe to go further, like, how does that new offensive line open up holes for Brian Robinson, open up holes for Austin Ekeler, even Deebo Samuel, Ja'Cory Groski Merritt? The running attack with guys not named Jaden Daniels needs to be better. I need to have this team have more confidence in themselves to convert a third and one without Jaden doing it himself. I mean, that's what the good teams do, and I felt like a big part of the offseason was to get better in the trenches. I think they did it on the offensive side of the ball. I'm questioning if they did that on the defensive side of the ball with the D-line. But three is O-line. Four, I'm going to say the tight end group slash the young wide receivers, the Jalen Lane, the Luke McCaffreys of the world. And five, I want to see a more confident coaching staff. What does that look like from Cliff Kingsbury? Does he have more trust in his quarterback to make adjustments, to make audibles at the line of scrimmage? And defensively, Joe Witt Jr., does he have more faith in his defense and his secondary to blitz? I want to see more successful blitzes from the defense this season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Let's go to our buddy on line one, Tris in Richmond. Tris, you're on the fan with AWOD.
What's up, Adam? How you
doing?
Hey,
dude, what's going on?
First of all, it was a joy to see all the weddings, you know, all the pictures on Facebook or X or whatever. But, you know, just to the point, this line, I think it's being underrated. I don't know what Josh Connerly is going to do. I have good faith in that. But my memory of last year was that Brian Robinson started off just bowling over people. I don't know if that's your memory, but he was just like running over people. Like it started really really well with him. And then I don't know if he got stood up or he got checked and, you know, bowled over or whatever, and he lost his confidence. But I wonder if with this line, he's going to have a much bigger season than we would imagine. And that would obviously open up the passing lanes if that can happen. No, I didn't really want this to be a take kind of situation. I kind of wanted to just ask you and kind of do a back and forth. But I'm really kind of...
Yeah. Tris, I think you're on to something here, because if Brian Robinson is a 1,000-yard running back, this team could be a top-five offense, could win 13 or more games. And you are right in the fact that last year he got off to a good start. Weeks 2 and weeks 4 were his best weeks of the season. 133 yards in the win against the Giants, 101 yards and a touchdown in the win against the Arizona Cardinals. He did struggle later in the season, and I wonder, was that coinciding with Tyler Biotis' injury at the center position? I do remember that slowed down this team's rushing attack. And then you got to talk about how, as Jaden developed and he started throwing the ball downfield more and the coaching staff trusted him to have the ball in his hands more, you saw less carries per game for a guy like Brian Robinson. I just don't know if, like, this is the best we've seen of him. Can he actually get better with an improved offensive line? It's a big question.
That's the way I feel. And I remember his rookie year when he was showing his first signs. I was really excited about him. You know, it was after the gunshot thing, and he was coming back, and he was just bowling people over. And then we're supposed to believe that he's just, like, he's not. I've never really bought that he's not. I'm not saying he's Saquon Barkley, but I think he's significantly better than maybe a lot of the Redskins Commanders faithful see him as. I think he just either got tired last year or he got blasted from a line that was cobbled together last year. Look at what Josh Harris and Peters had to deal with. I mean, I think they did an amazing job, but now he has a real line. Like, he has a real line. And that guy might just blow everybody away. Like, I want to equivocate. I don't want to be some homer, but, and Josh Connerly, we have every reason to have confidence in him on the right tackle spot.
Well, Tris, I appreciate the call, and I think if the offensive line is a lot better, you're going to see a better Brian Robinson, but how much better? He was the 27th ranked running back this past season with his 799 yards, and, you know, he did get into the end zone 8 times, but from 27th best running back to what? 20th? Top 15? Like, he's not going to be better than Saquon, Derrick Henry, Bijan, Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, Josh Jacobs, but can he be top 15 maybe?
I'm not even saying that. And just by the way, this line was not cobbled together for Brian Robinson. It was cobbled together for Jaden Daniels. But I think that Brian Robinson can be a benefactor, and I think he can become a top 15 running back this year if it's what I think it's going to be. We're all just in the ether here. We're all just kind of imagining. But as I see the pieces kind of being put together, this might be a top five line by week 10 of the season, this O-line.
Well, it's Tris, it's going to come down to the health of Sam Cosmi.
Especially when Cosmi comes back. Oh, my God, dude. Like, This is the Hogs 2.0, bro.
Yeah. No, hopefully it could be. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Phone lines are open. Thanks for the call. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Look, when I had Cosmi on the show a month ago, he said, we think we can be the Hogs 2.0. I love his confidence. I do think this is, you know, position by position, it's the best left tackle we've had since Trent Williams. It's the best left guard we've had since probably, what, Brandon Scherff. The best center we've had maybe since, like, John Jansen in Tyler Biotish. The best right guard we've had in a long time in Sam Cosmi, and hopefully the best right tackle we've had since Morgan Moses in Josh Connolly Jr. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here with you on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stubb running the ones and twos. Christopher Carlson, the superstar producer here of AWOD Radio, our intern for the summer, is Biff. And big shout out to Biff. He put together a TikTok of our interview yesterday with Saul Volcano. You can check that out now on TikTok, 910 The Fan, as well as our Twitter and Instagram. And so I wondered, Stubb, we mentioned this yesterday, that you were working the lawn at Allianz Amphitheater, and Biff was going to see Parker McCollum. Did you end up having a meet and greet with our intern yesterday?
I wish, but I got moved into the pit.
Oh,
yeah.
What is that like?
for this show, very interesting, because Parker McCollum, as I learned, is someone that, like, that, like, 15 to 18 year old girl range goes crazy for.
Oh, it's bigger than that, because my girlfriend and her friend went to the concert yesterday, and they couldn't stop telling me how much they were crushing on Parker McCollum.
Okay.
I guess he's just sexy. I never looked at him like that. He's my age.
Yeah, I mean, I was about a foot from him the entire show, because I was standing right in front of the stage. But, I mean, there was, like, a lot of, like, it's my 16th birthday, can you get a pic with me? And girls, like, screaming and trying to jump over the fence. So I was there to make them not do that. One guy, the funniest moment of the show was when a guy yelled out, Parker McCollum, you're my wife's hall pass. So
it
was funny up in the front.
It feels like he has just skyrocketed in terms of stardom over the last few years. So that was cool to see him come to Richmond, Virginia. But I mentioned our intern put together a TikTok of my interview with Sal Vulcano. Stubb, you mentioned this yesterday. That might have been the biggest guest in terms of followers we've ever had on the show. My DMs were going crazy last night. Everybody's reaching out. Oh, my goodness, how was Sal? What'd you learn about Impractical Jokers? How cool is that? Why is he coming on the show? I had like a million people that listen to the show every once in a while reaching out and be like, how the hell did you book him? So it was an awesome interview. It was really cool. If you haven't checked it out, you can. We posted it as a podcast yesterday. Stubb, what were your thoughts of our conversation with Sal Vulcano?
I'm a big Sal guy. I think he's great. I think he was a super great interview. He seemed like just a genuinely really nice guy. Is a lot of the vibe I picked up from. He was super friendly with you and super happy to kind of share his history as a comedian. So I just seemed like a really cool dude. I was super psyched about it.
And I felt like I hadn't known the inside story of how the Impractical Jokers guys came together. Like he said, they knew each other since ninth grade in Staten Island. They created a comedy group together. And then I thought that was so cool, the story of how they pitched Impractical Jokers. They just went to Times Square with their cell phones and said, let's try to do some funny stuff. Have something here we can edit together and share to the executives, and boom, True TV signs them. They put the show on TV, and it's just, I think it's funny how I think a lot of their rise in stardom is because of people that were watching March Madness and fell asleep and then woke up in the middle of the night
there.
And it's just Impractical Jokers on TV, because so many people tell me every year, what channel is True TV? I never know what channel True TV is. And then March, you know exactly what channel it is because they're playing March Madness games. And it's like they don't have much other programming besides Impractical Jokers.
And that story's crazy because it's so ahead of its time. If you think about so many people, TikTokers or YouTubers that are now starting there and then getting on SNL or getting TV shows and doing it way back then is kind of crazy.
Yeah, and I just love the part of the story that they've known each other their whole life. I mean, it goes back to, like, my time with the Sports Junkies. You know, everybody loves the Junks. They've got a massive following on social media, an unbelievable fan base that listens and downloads the podcast every day. And when I was working, people used to always ask me about what it was like, and it was like, the only way that show survives and is that good is because they've known each other their whole lives. That's the Junkies' secret sauce. That's the secret sauce for Impractical Jokers as well, is that they know everything about each other. They know each other's ticks, what gets them excited, what pisses them off, because they've known each other for their entire lives. You just can't recreate that with four random people. So it was really cool to get Sal Vulcano on the show. He will be performing at the Carpenter Theater tonight. I'm heading out to Innsbruck After Hours to see Jake Owen and Uncle Cracker, Stubb. I'm kind of fired up about that tonight.
Exciting.
Yeah, always like to go see some live music here when we get in the summertime. What do you think I'm going to be dealing with in terms of the weather tonight? Because it's been extremely hot. But then it also poured. It was pouring rain as well.
Yeah, we got super lucky last night that the thunderstorm didn't really hit, at least for the concert. But looking at the weather app right now, you got a 10% chance of thunderstorm the entire day. So
yeah,
I guess cross your fingers.
It's not great. I'm going to have to bring a poncho or two.
Dude, that's the thing, though. You forget a poncho in the heat. You create a little sauna in there for yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hot inside of a poncho.
Oh, no. All right, well, hopefully I'll be able to handle it. What do you have on your weekend to-do list, Stubb?
I got another show. Kansas and 38 Special on Sunday are coming to the amphitheater. So I'm excited. Carry On My Wayward Son is a great song. Can't name anything else by Kansas. That's a really good song. Can't wait to hear it live.
So after your shift at 910 The Fan, and after all your shifts at Allianz, are you still just coming home and playing Nintendo Switch nonstop?
Last night I got home, because now I live at my parents' for the next month. I got there at 1:30 a.m., so I went right to bed last night.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah. I feel you on that. Yeah, that's it's always difficult when you're working multiple jobs. When I just graduated, I don't know if I've told you this story, Stubb, but I wanted to move out of my parents' house, so I tried to get as many jobs as possible. So I worked... This was my shift for like 2 months. I don't know how I survived. I did the Junkies from 5 to 10 a.m., and then I went to Sirius XM, and I would do 12 noon to 6 p.m., And then I would drive to Uncle Julio's and do the night shift there as a waiter from about 7 to, like, closing time. I did that for 2 months straight.
Yeah, I couldn't do
basically
that.
Basically sleeping, like, 4 hours a night. But I was just – I was, a kid that just – I was just so desperate to get out of my parents' house so that I could go – drink with my friends and I could invite a girl over that I just worked my ass off for those 2 months. But it was tough to do. So I feel you on working multiple jobs right now. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're going to go around the National Football League and discuss the best defenses and the best tight ends for the upcoming season. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, where we will be live on August 16th on stage for Football Fest 3 Prime Time, featuring special guests, prizes, giveaways, and we just announced our headline band will be Gone Country, RVA's own and RVA's favorite local country music bands. Time to go around the National Football League with NFL hits offseason on The Fan.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
So quickly, I wanted to get to this story about ex-Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, who is given a 10-week suspension. Given a 10-week suspension. Now, the Ravens have already moved on from him and brought in, a new kicker in, but he will serve the suspension as a free agent and is free to sign with an NFL team. And so he will miss 10 weeks this upcoming season. He's 35 years old. He was accused of sexual misconduct by 16 massage therapists in the Baltimore area. So that is big news in the NFL's 10-week ban from the league for ex-Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. It is list season here on Bit Season with not much going on in the sports world until NFL training camp. Stubb has put together a list of the top 10 tight ends in the National Football League. So, Stubb, is this a list here, and this is very important, based off of the 2024-2025 season, or what you're expecting to happen this upcoming season?
I think if I was expecting, honestly, I would have put Tyler Warren in it. I truly believe Tyler Warren will be a top 10 tight end. But this is a little bit more based off of last year and a little bit into what I'm expecting.
All right, let's go through the list here, starting with number 10. I'll give my initial thoughts here. Personally, I think Zach Ertz did enough to be a top 10 tight end. We'll see if he ends up on your list. He was just so good in the red zone at the end of the season. I feel like Brock Bowers, although he was just a rookie, probably proved that he is a top 10 tight end. I wonder, do you put both Baltimore tight ends, do you put none of them on this list based off of what they did this season, speaking of Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews? You know, I think you got to consider Dalton Kincaid of the Buffalo Bills. I would not have Trey McBride on my list, but he just got paid with the Arizona Cardinals. I know they're excited for the future with him. It was not a great year for Travis Kelce. You know, I think the previous year, it would have been tight end number one, no doubt. I don't think he's going to end up being number one on your list after the season that he had. And then I wonder, do you include, you know, maybe like a Taysom Hill, a guy that has played tight end, quarterback, fullback, running back. He's done it all. But he certainly has been a good fantasy tight end in the National Football League. So I'm excited to hear your list here. Does Kyle Pitts get a shout-out at all? Let's go through
Kyle
it, starting
Pitts
with
a shout-out.
Number 10.
Isaiah Likely. I think that Baltimore kind of absolutely has the best tight end room in the league right now. In terms of, they have two starting tight ends that could do really good. Isaiah Likely is a little bit the worst of the two, but I think we could totally see him continue to grow. He's been a great, like, number one receiving option for Lamar Jackson in a couple games. I think it's been really fun seeing him go out there and play. I'm a big Isaiah Likely fan.
I think he's very good. I think he's very talented. I wonder, You know, is he going to get enough targets to be a top 10 tight end in the National Football League? I'm not sure that what he did this past season, I would have him in the top 10. You know, when you look at what he did, he had 477 yards, 6 touchdowns. He had that good start to the season, right, with 111 yards game one against the Kansas City Chiefs. He did not go over 100 yards for the rest of the season. And so when you're just looking at tight ends and tight ends only here, I'm not sure I would have him in the top 10. Where are you at with number 9?
I went with Dallas Goedert. Not showing up every single game, but he was absolutely a game changer for the Eagles a couple of those midseason games. I think he's a really good receiver, can break away for huge runs, huge touchdowns. I'm a big Dallas Goedert fan.
Look, nobody had a game like Dallas Goedert did against the New Orleans Saints last year, in which he had 10 catches for 170 yards and kind of single-handedly won that game for them in the fourth quarter. But you never really saw him be a red zone threat throughout the entire season, and I do think that's the next step in his game, especially given the fact that he was the replacement for Zach Ertz. He's younger than Ertz, but I thought Ertz was better this past season in terms of yards, touchdowns, and being a red zone threat. But obviously, Goddard had more team success.
Yeah,
no doubt
well,
about
I guess
that.
That's true. I'm going to move on to TJ Hockenson. Spent a good chunk of last season injured, but he's just a good receiver. And honestly, anyone who helped make Sam Darnold look as good as they made him look, I'm willing to say is pretty far up there.
Yeah, look, TJ Hockenson has, you know, been in the NFL probably 5 or 6 years now, and I think that last year was probably one of his best. Maybe not statistically, but with the eye-popping plays. I mean, he was fantastic against Chicago in November in an overtime victory in which he had 114 yards. He was consistent for a lot of the second half of the season for a Vikings offense that was really solid with Sam Darnold. I wonder if he's going to be the top target or the second target behind Justin Jefferson for new quarterback J.J. McCarthy. But I'm not going to complain about Hockenson being in the top 10. I think he is that talented.
Yeah. You are going to clean out this one. Number 7, I have Trey McBride. I think he is that guy. Did he deserve the amount of money he got? Maybe not, because I don't think he's up in like the top 5 of tight ends. But at the end of the day, Trey McBride has to be a top 10 tight end. He has the talent for it.
Statistically, yes. I wonder if that will be the case moving forward with Marvin Harrison Jr. Getting more receptions and Kyler Murray. I almost felt like Kyler Murray's best target was Trey McBride last year. And over 1,000 yards for a tight end, you got to put him in your top 10 after that. The issue, and we talked about this on the show, was he couldn't find the end zone. Till the final two games of the year, he got in 2 games in a row against the Rams and the 49ers. They will certainly be looking for more tutties from Trey McBride this upcoming season.
All right, next up at number 6, I have Mark Andrews, the other Baltimore tight end. I think he took a bit of a step back last season, but he still is now a franchise leader in a couple categories in Baltimore. Mark Andrews, a couple of games, he really went out there and just bodied. I think he's getting a little bit too old to keep up the production.
Yeah, I mean, look, 6 touchdowns in a row in the regular season to close out the year, a total of 11 touchdowns for the season. I believe it was Mark Andrews that dropped the ball on fourth down when the Ravens ended up losing to the Buffalo Bills. That's the thing. Will he ever get the stats again? I don't think so. I think it's going to be more Isaiah Likely moving forward. There was talk about Baltimore looking to even trade Mark Andrews this offseason. Top 10 from this past season, yes. I don't think he'll be top 10 anymore moving forward. I think we've seen the best of the 29-year-old out of Oklahoma, Mark Andrews.
All right, number 5, I have Dalton Kincaid. I honestly think this is the best guy Buffalo has catching Josh Allen's passes. I think he is elite. I don't think the numbers were quite there last season, but I think Dalton Kincaid is just such a great pairing with Josh Allen.
Yeah, so Dawson Knox, they do love him as well, but they drafted Kincaid to be the tight end number one of the future, and you know, he started to work his way into that, now 25 years old. Look, I loved him in college, and I thought he was a guy that I wanted Washington to target because I thought he would blossom into being a top five tight end eventually. I'm not ready to go there yet. I understand what you're talking about because there's a lot of exciting plays out of Kincaid, but with Dawson Knox getting a lot of opportunities as well, I would not put him top five personally. I think he has top 10 talent. I'm not putting him in my top five, though, maybe until the end of this next year as he starts to become their tight end one, because I think on their personal depth chart, they still might have Dawson Knox ahead of him.
I'm a big Kincaid guy. Anyways, number four. This is so reactionary, but it's Brock Bowers. If Jaden Daniels hadn't happened, that's the rookie of the year. Leading basically every tight end category last season. Just was the entire reason to watch Vegas play. The only reason he's like four
in terms of yards for wide receivers and tight ends.
Yeah, I have him at four because he's played one season. But this guy could easily go higher.
Yeah, I mean, look, Brock Bowers was a star in college, and he kind of saw this coming when he helped lead Georgia to the national championship. And he just has a Rob Gronkowski-type body. He's 6'5". He's 230-plus pounds. He can catch and run. He can block as well. He was the only good piece on a Vegas Raiders team. And, I mean, I think you have to put him in the top five because of what he did statistically in terms of the catches, in terms of the yards. He would have been your NFL Rookie of the Year offensively if it wasn't for JD5. So no complaints about Brock Bowers at all.
Cool. Number three, I have Sam Laporta. Maybe his numbers weren't there last season. I think he suffers from being on a team where every single player is a weapon that can go and score three touchdowns a game. But I think you put Sam Laporta on any other team, he's by far one of their best players. I think Sam Laporta is a beast.
Look, he's a massive human being. That's one of his best characteristics here, is that you can kind of throw it to him in the middle of the field and know he's going to take a hit and still come down with it. He was consistent for the entire season. So I think he played like a top five tight end when you consider the touchdowns, seven touchdowns, 726 yards. But I think the biggest thing that stands out to me is it was an average of 12 yards a catch. That's a first down anytime Jared Goff threw the ball into the hands of number 87, Sam Laporta.
Number two, Travis Kelce, it's hard to move down much further than this. Yes, last season wasn't spectacular. He has, last season and the season before, he really waits until near the end into the playoffs to really show up. He is getting older, but he is still Travis Kelce, one of the best tight ends to ever do it.
Yeah, I would have had him at number one. So who's ending up at number one on your list here?
George Kittle. I think George Kittle is a beast. I think once Kelsey's out of the league, he's going to be the consensus one. George Kittle is amazing.
As of today, George Kittle is better than Travis Kelce?
Yes.
Like, if you were starting a franchise right now, you're going with George Kittle over Travis Kelce.
Are they both the ages they are right now?
Yeah.
Then absolutely, I'm taking George Kittle.
I'm not doing that.
Well, you get like 2 years out of maybe the best tight end right now, but
I know,
or like
I mean,
15
I, look,
out of.
I don't know. I could see Kittle retiring before he's 35, and
he loves football, man.
He
lives for it.
But I don't know. You see all these tight ends last that long. Look, he likes playing for Kyle Shanahan. He likes his system there in San Francisco. He did have 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns here. I just think, like, in terms of who's more dynamic as a tight end, for me, it's Travis Kelce. It's his playmaking, it's his catching, it's his NFL mind as well. I'm not sure I've seen George Kittle attempt a lateral successfully like Travis Kelce did.
Is Kittle your two?
I would have him as my top three.
Okay.
I'd have to really look into what the numbers were last season to decide here, but he would definitely be in my top three. So if you want to just flip those, I'd be fine with that. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for VCU basketball, and Ram Nation saw one of their own get drafted last night in Max Scholga, who saw his dream become a reality, selected number 57 overall via trade. He's headed to the Boston Celtics. Also, major shout-out to former VCU Ram and A-10 champion from a couple seasons prior to Max Scholga coming to town with Coach Odom, Coach Mike Rhodes, and sixth man Jameer Watkins won the Atlantic 10 title. He moved on to Florida State, where he had two terrific seasons in the ACC, and he was selected number 43 overall to the Washington Wizards. So we're going to hope to get Jameer Watkins back on the show once again as we get closer to NBA training camp. NFL training camp just about 3 weeks away, but as we broadcast live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, Stubb, I'm getting a little hungry. I wanted to do an impromptu dude food here on a
Dude! Food!
We're not responsible for the content of this program.
Or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food?
The most delicious food you've ever tasted.
Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop!
He loves food.
Dude! Food!
So, Stubb, there was an interesting conversation on the Sports Junkies in which they talked about, is soda for kids? What memories do you have growing up, including soda, and whether or not your parents allowed you to drink it? I was allowed to drink soda, but I remember being encouraged to drink Diet Coke, and my parents would let me go crazy on Diet Coke. It was always in our fridge. We had the gold branded Diet Coke, and then we had, I think that was the caffeine free kind. We had the other, you know, the silver branded Diet Coke, but we had Diet Cokes in the outside fridge always. And then I always love to tell this story. My dad had about six Bud Lights in there, and every once in a while one of those Bud Lights would be missing and he'd be wondering where it went, and I always claimed to never know where that Bud Light went, but it was always me drinking it with my friends. So we always had Diet Coke, and then we had like a little drawer with like five or six Bud Lights in our outdoor fridge. How about you, Stubb? What do you remember growing up?
Yeah, I mean, my parents had an outside fridge with Diet Pepsi in it.
Yeah.
They were big on that. I love a Diet Coke. Honestly, I prefer Coke over Pepsi, but they drink Diet Pepsi. They're the same thing.
No, they're not. I mean, let's just be clear here. They're not at all. I way prefer Coke over Pepsi. I prefer Dr. Pepper over all of it. I think that's Diet Dr. Pepper is my go-to.
Yeah, my dad loved to buy me sodas all the time. My mom hates that he did that. But I would come home to some crazy different soda every single week.
Yeah.
I've kind of weaned it off as much as I can at this point.
I've told this story. My dad was obsessed with getting the snack wraps at McDonald's for me and my sister because they were cheap, and they would fill us up after soccer or basketball practice. And if we wanted a soda, we had to, like, split it three ways. Me, my dad, and my sister sucking down the same straw. All childhood. And I loved the orange Fanta. I remember that was one
big
that I was
Fanta
obsessed
guy.
With as a kid. I liked the purple soda because of Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel loving that. But when the Fanta came out, like I remember as Fanta, Fanta, I want a Fanta. I was like singing that as a kid as I go into 7-Eleven and try to get some more. But the reason I brought up soda, is it for kids? Is it for adults? I cannot get over this TikTok trend in which Stubb, they're calling Diet Cokes fridge cigarettes. Have you heard about this? Diet Cokes fridge cigarettes. I can't get over it. I'm having a fridge cigarette a night now. I guess I'm a chain smoker. It's unbelievable. I do think it's a great definition for what Diet Coke is because it's not good for you, but I can't stop eating it. I'm addicted to it like cigarette smokers, just chain smoking left and right. And so ever since I saw that description on TikTok, I think it's perfect, and I can't stop thinking about it.
That's
and yet I keep
gold.
Having a fridge cigarette every night, Stubb.
Yeah, that's golden. I love that, first of all. I've tried, I make sure I don't buy sodas to keep in the fridge. Mm-hmm. I try to get a juice. Because I want something that isn't water to drink. So I'll get like an Ocean Spray, cran apple, cran grape, whatever. Soda, if I'm getting fast food, I'll get a soda with it. And that's kind of what I keep it to. Whether that's a Taco Bell Baja Blast or Diet Pepsi. Fridge cigarette is fantastic. I might start calling them that as well.
Yeah, I think it's spot on, unfortunately, as much as I love me some Diet Cokes. I went through about a four-year phase where I was obsessed with those Mio bottles, the little things that had juice that you like juice that you would just spray into your water bottle. And then after a while, I didn't like – it was like my body started rejecting the taste of those. I'd have to try different flavors. And then I started reading about how those are not good for you at all, and you should definitely just be drinking regular water rather than adding flavor enhancers to it. But, yeah, I mean, fridge cigarette, dude, I'm having way too many of those. I mean, I'm like that meme of Ben Affleck, you know, pissed off just smoking a cigarette. That's me with my Diet Cokes. It's the viral trend explained on TikTok now, Diet Coke being referred to as a fridge cigarette.
I do remember any time I had in like middle school a basketball game, my dad would take me to like a 7-Eleven beforehand to get a Code Red Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
Ooh, and like to like supercharge me and give me like as much like caffeine and sugar as I can before the game starts, so I have extra energy. I remember always getting a Code Red.
I was never that big of a Mountain Dew fan. I don't know why it kind of like skipped me. And a lot of my friends were big into like Code Red or the blue version as well. I kind of liked the original best, but I just never loved. I don't know. Mountain Dew always made my stomach feel like bubbles. It was never for me. I think I preferred a Sprite more than that. Shout out to Sierra Mist. I miss Sierra Mist.
Yeah, I will never purchase a Starry.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible.
What the heck is that? It's so annoying. Starry. Sierra Mist was a great, like,
great.
Brand.
Great brand.
I was
great
cool
name.
With it.
Starry? Yeah. Absolutely not.
No.
I'll get
any
a Sprite.
Other Dude Foos, local or national news you wanted to bring up here on Dude Foos?
Yeah, last night at like 1:30 a.m. after I got home from work, I tried the new Taco Bell chicken snack wrap.
Ooh.
Or the crispy chicken burrito is what they call it, but it's a snack wrap.
Okay.
It's like an 8 out of 10 in the fast food range.
Really?
It was real good. It's very solid chicken. They put a ton of sauce in it, so it was not dry. I was worried it was going to be dry. But there's so much like pico and avocado ranch sauce in there. Oh, it's perfect. I was blown away.
Do you think
Taco Bell snack wrap is up there?
Has overtaken Burger King as like the number two fast food destination? Like I think McDonald's still probably number one because it's name recognition.
Yeah, Burger
and all
King
that,
is like number 17.
You think?
I hate that place.
Yeah,
and I don't hear anyone. I've never heard someone say, "Can we get Burger King?" Unless
I mean,
I'm talking
you don't hear
to
that
a vegan.
Often.
The vegans
you do sometimes
love Burger
hear.
King.
I want the chicken fries from Burger King. But I just think there's so many Burger Kings, they're still doing well, that I'd probably still have them in the top five.
I don't know who's going there. But I agree. It's like a Wendy's or Taco Bell is the number two at this point.
Yeah. So last night I had hamachi ceviche. Okay. Never in my life had I even heard of hamachi. My girlfriend's friend wanted to order it, and I was like, I got to stop you right there. What the hell is hamachi? It's like, a Japanese-inspired ceviche recipe. It's like a type of tuna, I guess, but it was like better than tuna. I mean, it was delicious, and it was served with like this passion fruit melon or something. I mean, it was so refreshing. I sleep on ceviche. I think the best part about ceviche is you can eat pounds of it and you still feel very light because it's all seafood. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.